If you'd stand for the reading of God's word, I just had this thought. Isn't it interesting in the Christmas story that the lowly shepherds usually get more attention than the high wise men? Think about that. And there's reasons for that we won't talk about. But we cannot forget the story of the wise men. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king heard these sayings, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'Thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return into Herod, and I've read all of that for this last line, they departed into their own country another way, or a different way. I want to preach this morning on departing a different way. Departing a different way. Would you pray with me and for me this morning? Heavenly Father, we covet the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and speak the things of Christ to us. O thou Spirit of truth, make truth a living thing in our hearts and our souls this morning. Lord, you know the need of everyone that's gathered here. We've gathered to worship and to celebrate. But, oh God, that you would meet the deepest needs of souls that are in this building. Lord, you know every need, every struggle, every emptiness, Lord. Jesus, you've come to be our Savior and our help and our hope. And Lord, through the preaching of the word, make eternal things real. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people said, amen. One of the Christmas carols, and I will not attempt to sing it, says, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." And then we like the way the chorus goes, "Oh, star of wonder, star of bright." But this is the song about these wise men. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far. That's a beautiful song. How many likes that song? I like it. The only problem is within the first three words, there's two errors in the first three words. We three kings, or three possible errors. You see, the story of the wise men is a wonderful part of the Christmas story, but so often we do get some things wrong. First of all, we say we three kings. Scripture never says that they were kings. All indication was that they were scholars. They were astrologers or astronomers, students of the skies, not kings that sat on thrones and ruled. Another thing we get wrong is we immediately say we three, or three kings. We conclude that from the fact that there's only three different types of gifts mentioned. There's gold and frankincense and myrrh. And so we're assuming that gold was brought by one and frankincense by another and myrrh by another. But how do we know there wasn't 5 or 10 and 3 or 4 brought gold and 2 or 3 brought frankincense and so forth? And so we just assume that there's 3. And then another thing that we have help with every Christmas, I mean, we look at a nativity scene and what do we see? We see shepherds and we see wise men. But as I read in the scripture today, when the wise men came to see Christ, it says they saw him in the house. He was already in a house. He was no longer in the stable. Now, I'm not sharing those things to be a negative. I'm just saying all those things that we get wrong, they still aren't the most important thing about these wise men. There are some other important things about this wise men that we know for a fact. We know that they are truth. And those are the things I want to share this morning, because it's in those things that there is the good news